Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Nigeria, we hear from Anyedi Okure, the Worldwide General Promoter for Justice and Peace for the Friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Anietti's homily today is entitled, Finding God in a Tiny Whispering Sound.
A reading from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. Then the Lord said to him, Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by. A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When Elijah heard this, he hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord. Sisters and brothers, where and how do we expect to find God? The scripture readings today present us with two different encounters of God, both preceded by storms, preceded by intimidating display of natural occurrences. In the first reading from the first book of Kings, the prophet Elijah, who had fled from the persecution of the prophets of Baal, is hiding in Mount Horeb. And it is there that he sought refuge from the king too. Elijah is prompted by the Spirit to leave the cave and go outside to meet God. As Elijah prepares to go out, there were impressive and intimidating display of the forces of nature. A strong wind shattering the mountains, a heavy wind crushing rocks, an earthquake shaking everything around it, and a blazing fire. Scripture tells us that the Lord was in none of them, meaning that God did not speak to Elijah through these special terrifying effects of nature. The heavy wind crushing mountains and shattering rocks, the earthquake and the fire re-echoes the encounter of the Israelites at Mount Sinai, here referenced as Horeb, where the Israelites were utterly terrified as they heard God speaking through these special effects, and they were begging Moses to stop so that they can hear only Moses. In today's reading, contrary to that first encounter, it is after all the impressive display of force, intimidation and special effects that there came a tiny whispering sound, a gentle, unimpressive wind. It was in this gentle, whispering, ordinary wind that Elijah heard the voice of God. It was in the ordinary occurrence that Elijah encountered God. Sisters and brothers, the encounter of Elijah raises questions for us. In what circumstances do we expect to find God? Do we wait to find God only in events that come with special effects? Are we tuned into nature or attuned into ourselves as Elijah did to be able to encounter God in the ordinary events of life? In the gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, we have another encounter with the forces of nature. The disciples of Jesus are being tossed about by the menacing waves of the sea. They are terrified in the darkness of the night. It is in the midst of all the terror and fear that Jesus appeared to them walking on the storms, walking on the sea, a symbol of overcoming the storms, a symbol of overcoming what frightens us. Calmly, Jesus walks over the waves towards the disciples and reassures them, "It is I, do not be afraid, for I am with you." God is always with us. We need to hold the promise of God to us. We need to hold it dear, close to our hearts, that God is with us always. In our happy moments, in the sad moments of our life, in the moments we are going through storms in our lives, in whatever shape and form, God is with us. It is a promise that God made to us through Christ. "I am with you always," Matthew 28, verse 20. Gracious God, turn our hearts towards you. Attune our ears to the sound of your voice. Enable us to realize that you are with us always. In moments when we go through storms in our lives, in moments when we feel alone and abandoned, may we hear that gentle, calm, and reassuring voice. "Do not be afraid. It is I, and I am with you." Amen.